Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
It is just inconceivable that these people who made these decisions are still in power, are still employed. It is quite unbelievable. The Department of Health should hang, Gauteng should hang their head in shame. So I have a cancer patient, a warrior on the show, Tatu Monkgo. Tatu, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much and hello to your listeners as well.
Thank you, Tatu. It isn't that clear, but I'm going to ask you anyway because it's so important to hear your voice and to hear your story. Thank you. You know, we've just been speaking with Jack Bloom and he was telling us, updating us, and I know that you have written a letter to the Premier. Perhaps you can just tell our listeners, you know, you were first diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer in 2020, and I know that you then went for chemotherapy. You finished the chemotherapy in 2021. You had surgery in May of 2021, and then you had your first recurrence. And so you started chemo again. So you've been on quite a journey with chemo, and then you had a second surgery, and then you were booked for radiation in June 2022, and you were told to come back in 4 months, in October 2022. Mm-hmm. What happened after that?
As you said, that I was diagnosed 2020 with inflammatory breast cancer. So going to 2022, when they said I must come back in 4 months, I remember begging them, literally begging them that I do not have 4 months. In that 4 months, possibility of me having a reoccurrence is very high. And I remember I spoke to the nurses at the radiation department. I spoke to the doctor. I even spoke to the head of radiation at the time. But they all told me to have faith and believe that I'm not going to have a reoccurrence. Sadly, the 24th, I was supposed to go back to the radiation department for a checkup. It was the very same day I was starting my third chemo and it's having another reoccurrence. So that's how bad it was with me.
And so just to go back there, Tatu, so you had another recurrence. You found that there was a third recurrence, and this time on your lungs.
Yes.
And you were on these chemo tablets. Did you ever go for the radiation?
I never went for the breast radiation at all because of, they said that's a bed block. I need to fall on the queue. That's what I was told, that I need to have bed and fall on the bed block, and that's it. To a point whereby we had a march again, the second march again last year, which was 2024. Okay. And then May, I was told that radiation is no longer eligible for me because of the multiple recurrences that I have. And also because of some moving into other organs of the body. So simply meaning that I am aesthetic. I'm not going to be able to get radiation anymore. Besides, if it goes to the bones, goes to the brain, or it goes to the spine. And that's the only time I will be able to get radiation. That's what I was told.
Tatu, I'm so sorry for what a horrific experience that you have had. And that really, after that second surgery, you should have gone for that radiation so soon after that.
Exactly.
And I know that you're a mother, and I know that you're dealing with all of these things. And then you hear about this court case, and you penned a letter to the Premier. Perhaps you can just share with our listeners how you, as a person who has gone on this journey, the suffering and everything, and having been let down by the Gauteng Health Department, how are you feeling? Please share it with us.
Honestly, I'm very angry at the Department of, at the Gauteng Department of Health, you know, or if I can say the Department of Health as a whole, you know. I am very disappointed at how they have done things because 2023 to 2024, they were given money by Treasury, which was 784 million, for them to use it to radiation patients only. Okay. And they still fail to use that money. Instead, they use 500 and something million into that money for their own purposes, that it was not even meant for radiation. And sadly, they returned the 250 plus whatever amount that they have returned again back to Treasury this year, which is disappointing when it comes to our health, that they do not take us that much seriously. And especially after we have won the court case again, you know, on the 27th of March, that they need to update and they need to give radiation to patients that are on the backlog. But they are still failing that. Instead, they went and appealed the court case, meaning that our lives do not matter to them at all. Sadly, the Premier of Gauteng decided to go and apologize in front of media without any cancer patients there, without any...
Tato, you've disappeared. Are you there? We seem to have lost Tato. It's just, Tato was saying that the Premier went in front of the media after the ruling to apologize. And she was just saying there were no cancer patients there to share their story, to tell him how they felt. Such a disconnect, so removed from what was going. Is Tato back? Tato, are you back? Are you there, Tato?
Yes, I am such, here.
There you are. I'm sorry, my love. I'm so sorry we lost you. You were just saying that when he went and he apologized, there were no cancer patients there.
Patients there. Exactly. There was no cancer patients there. There were no NGOs.
They were not represented at all.
Nobody represented us. There was nobody. And then he went and said he is sorry for the lives lost. And then the court case was not supposed to go to court.
Yeah.
And why do you, even if it was not supposed to go to court, why do you let them appeal it again if it was not supposed to go to court? That simply means you don't care about our lives. You don't care about our families. You don't care about our kids. So why are you apologizing? I'm not sure if you understand the anger that I have inside me, that I have taken 6 chemos in my life, not able to work because the side effect, they have messed up my body. And yet you are going out and apologizing to media, not to cancer patients. What does that say to me as a cancer patient? You don't value my life at all.
Mm.
You know, that's
exactly
how I feel.
Exactly, Tato. I hear you and I feel that. And to not be heard, to not be able to have your say. If you had to say, because these are words that you need to get out, you know, to have that anger is so awful. If you had to have him in front of you now and you could get it off your chest, what would you say?
I'll ask him the very same questions. Why did you go and apologize to media? Why did you let them appeal the court case? Why did you let them not use the 784 million that they were supposed to use? Does our life not matter to you? Actually, I have a meeting with him around 1:30 today, an hour away from now. So I need to ask him those questions because I am not happy at all. And cancer patients, they are not happy. Families who have lost their loved ones, they are not happy as well. So those are the questions I am going to ask him an hour away from now.
Well, we'll be thinking of you. May you have lots of strength and may you get answers and may you be able to find peace with whatever, with, you know, you can't control what's happening right now, but within yourself, Tato, may you find some kind of peace with it. I'm so sorry that you have experienced this, that your family has experienced, that you have been let down by the very people who are supposed to be looking after you and valuing you and your life and your health. I'm so sorry. But I do want to thank you for coming onto the show. It's so important for our listeners to hear your story, for citizens to take a stand, to sign petitions, to write letters, to do things, to pressurize government, to make changes, to support the NGOs like Section 27 and Cancer Alliance, who are trying to get to mobilize this department that have just let you all down. So thank you, Tato. Thank you for your bravery. May your meeting go well,
so
and we wish for you good health. Good health. Please, God, good health. And God bless you. And thank you for joining us. Take care, Tato. Thank you so much.
Okay, then. Cheers, bye.
Goodbye, Tato. Sure. I mean, yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the Deal Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. A heavy heart after speaking and hearing Tato's story. We move on. And by the way, please feel free to SMS, send a message and give us a sense of how you feel about this. If with your cancer journey, you know, if you're relying on the government and you're relying on public health, and you are let down because not because there's no money, but because they haven't allocated the money. So our next guest is Belinda Wagner. Belinda joined us in January. Belinda has an extraordinary story, being diagnosed with a rare cancer all the way back in 2016, angiosarcoma, going through a whole lot of treatment, going overseas, doing a lot of her own homework. And Belinda is just a really, you know, a very single-minded, independent thinker, and she wasn't prepared to just go along the cancer journey, you know, contributing and changing the journey for everyone else is really what's driven her. So she founded Living with Cancer SA, and also has started a patient-led registry. So really making strides and such a positive impact in that area in terms of cancer. And we know that there's a World Cancer Survivor Day coming up. So the exciting things happening in Joburg. So Belinda, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us again.
Thank you, Nikki. Lovely to be on the show again. And very excited to share what we're going to be doing for the 2nd of June, World Cancer Survivors Day.
So this is happening. So Belinda, before we get there, because I know you don't have much time, very, very quickly. So Living with Cancer SA, NGO, what is it?
So it's a non-profit organization that was established basically to support what exactly your previous speaker spoke about, the fact that South Africa faces a cancer crisis. You know, we currently lack reliable patient-led data, data that captures the cancer occurrences. And what Living with Cancer is main aim is to actually capture the cancer data so that we as the cancer community can help the government in exactly the situation that we are facing with your previous speaker was facing. I think what's really important is that the more data we have, we are then able to find out what are the treatment and the services that cancer patients need.
Very quickly, do you ever deal with the Gauteng Department of Health?
So not personally, I haven't, but I have, through my support group, listened to many stories about how cancer patients will wait for chemo. They'll wait a whole day just to go for the test, for their blood test, and then often have to go the next day. And then a lot of the time they will actually be turned away because one, they ran out of time, or no, they can't, you know, they couldn't receive treatment for multiple reasons. And I think waiting all day long just to find out if you're going to get chemo or not is quite horrific, especially when you're going through the journey. I know myself, when I was going through chemo, your body's exhausted, and to sit in the waiting room and, you know, in the hospital, just to know if you're going to receive chemo and then go home disappointed is really, really difficult.
Yeah, sure. Just so many issues there. And then this issue with having money there and just not spending it on the radiation therapy. But anyway, it's just horrific. Belinda, but you are doing amazing things. So World Cancer Survivor Day is coming up. And I know that from the 30th of May, I think until the 2nd of June, you're doing something pretty amazing at some shopping centers around Joburg. Please tell our listeners more.
100%. So in order to create awareness, what we've tried to do is find something totally unique. And we came up with the idea of a cancer statue. So we are going to have 8 cancer statues around the country. We've partnered with Old Mutual Properties, the National Cancer Registry, so the government who collects the data, as well as Cancer, the Cancer Association. And we are going to have these 8 statues at Gateway, Cavendish Square, Bedford Centre, Vincent Park, The Zone at Rosebank, Riverside Mall, Kagiso Mall, and Pumalani Mall from the 30th to the 2nd of June. The aim is to, as I said, raise awareness. You'll be provided with a little ball where you can write the name of someone that's gone through a cancer journey, either someone that's passed or someone that's currently going through treatment or yourself. And just as something symbolic to say, you know, every story counts, and we want to together build a cancer statue that will help us to collect data, more accurate data that will help people from care and support to fight the cancer crisis in South Africa. So that's really what we're doing at all these malls. We encourage everyone to please go along and support this whole initiative by just providing the data. You can scan a QR code where we will either, you can request a form, or otherwise you can actually complete the form yourself. As I said, it's patient-led, and really just to, so we can collect data. All data counts, whether the data is 20 or more years old or current, all the data counts, because it really gives, you know, the cancer community a better view of what's happening from a cancer perspective, which actual cancers, you know, do we have in the country, and where are they? And more importantly, what treatment's working, what's not working, what do we need more of and less of?
So amazing. And I'm sorry, because I said in Joburg, but it's nationwide. And I'm going to, because I know you do have to go, and I will repeat that. So give people an idea once again of where it's happening. Belinda, it sounds fantastic. Just very quickly before you do go, you talk about statues and putting balls in and writing on those balls and putting them. What do the statues look like? Are they're like these see-through big statues? Give us an idea of what it looks like.
So 100%, they're 2 meters high.
Wow.
They are made of, so the base is made of wood, and we've obviously got our branding around it. And then the rest, the actual ribbon, the cancer ribbon, is made of perspex. And took a couple of iterations to get there. And the guys that made them for us did a superb job. And we've got all these colorful balls that will go in. And each ball represents a different cancer. So, for example, angiosarcoma, which is my cancer, is yellow. And then obviously most of us know that pink is for breast cancer and so forth. Lung cancer is white. And all we're going to be doing it's really just a symbolic gesture to say that every cancer story counts, and we need to just help build real patient data that can help our healthcare leaders, policy makers and advocates make better decisions, so we can really improve the cancer care and outcomes in South Africa.
Fantastic. And that's the 30th of May until the 2nd of June. And it will be at those malls for that entire duration, 30th of May to the 2nd of June. So from tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct. We have a website, and the information is on the website. So it's livingwithcancersa.co.za. As well as I said, Old Mutual Malls. So all the malls, Gateway, Cavendish, Bedford Centre, Vincent Park, The Zone, and Rosebank, Riverside Mall, and Kagiso Mall, and then Pumalani Mall as well from the 30th to the 2nd of June.
Belinda, what an amazing initiative. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing. As you say, every cancer counts. Every cancer, the story is important. And sharing the data is really, really vital, and hopefully in this country we'll be able to turn things around, certainly within health departments supporting cancer patients. So thanks for your time, Belinda, and all the very best.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Belinda Wagner, who's the Managing Director of Living with Cancer SA, an NGO. She's an angiosarcoma cancer warrior, and she's leading this patient-led registry, and just really doing fabulous things. So we're going to take a break, and after that I will just repeat the malls around South Africa where you can go and sign the ball and put it in the cancer statue. Stay with us.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, welcome back to the show on 101.9 High FM, the DL Link Show, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Still just thinking about Jack Bloom talking about the current state of the Department of Health, the Gauteng Department of Health, and Tatu's story. And it certainly has left its mark, just feeling really despondent and very sad for those who have lost their lives because of the inefficiency of the Department of Health. But it's not all doom and gloom. We do what we do. The DL Link is really such an important part of bringing people together, supporting people along their cancer journey so that they're not left behind, so that they're not alone, supporting them in all areas, their emotional support, that they've got cancer warriors and their family have got somewhere to go, a place to be heard, to share a story, meals cooked, things done, and they continue to do that. And so we love to get some of our cancer warriors to share their experience. So this is what they have to say firsthand.
I have been ill for 8 years, had cancer twice, and I would not have survived these 8 years if it weren't for DL Link. They have been my arm, my crutch, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, behind me, in front of me, and at the side of me. They have looked after me with lifts, caring to the doctor, courses, lectures, food. I am only happy that I'm in South Africa for one reason, and that's DL Link. And I challenge any Jewish organization anywhere in the world to match what I have received from DL Link. It's Lana Jacobson, and it's my honor to be able to recommend them to anybody who's ill. They actually make your journey half as far to travel as it would be if you were alone. They take you right over troubled waters. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, it's John Pollard, caregiver for Sandra. I just want to say a few words regarding DL Link and the support that they've given us over the last couple of years, and also the support that DL Link gives to all the warriors who are going through the journey, and also to their caregivers. The organization is absolutely amazing. You know, the regular activities that are done on a weekly basis for all the warriors and caregivers to attend and participate and chat and talk amongst each other and give encouragement. And DL Link is really the key to that, to make it all come together. And also I'd like to thank Carmen, Linda, Gabi for all the support they've given us. And particularly Gabby and all the activities that he organises. Regular texts come through, which everyone can participate in. It's amazing, amazing. Everyone talks about DL Link and the amazing work they do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sandy and I are in great appreciation of that. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you got something from the show today. And I hope that you will be visiting those malls around the country and filling in those balls, putting it in the cancer statues. If you did miss part of the show and you'd like to catch up, please do visit the Chai FM website and just go for a look at the podcast, Thursday Life Links, and you'll find the latest shows. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, you take care. And goodbye.